So I don't know how much time I have. I have probably between 30 minutes to an hour. I could get interrupted any minute though, because I have roommates and both of them are at work right now, but you know, things happen and sometimes they come home early and that's why I really cherish the moments of alone time that I get. I have a really complicated relationship with my alone time, because I feel like I am constantly running away from myself. I'm rubbing myself right now, by the way. Just through my panties. Oh, fuck. I can feel the wetness building up already. I just got home from work, and it was a good day. It was an okay day. Like, nothing bad happened, but it was also quite boring. I honestly just kept thinking about coming home and doing this. There's just so many things that I want to talk about, and I just could not stop thinking about recording this audio. Like, I feel so intensely about wanting to be present with myself and feel myself and share that with all of you. It's been turning me on so much. Just thinking about all of you. Men, women, non-binary people. I love everyone. And just all over the world. If you can't tell, I'm from Australia. And I honestly don't see many other Australians on Not Safe for Work Reddit, subreddits. I love other Australian accents, because I'm not actually from Australia originally. So, you know, coming here, I thought the accent was really sexy, and I kind of just picked it up myself as I grew up, but you can tell it's not really, it's a bit unique, I think. It's not really the most common Australian accent. Yeah, a lot of people seem to love my accent and my voice. A lot of you have been messaging me, and this has been making my pussy so wet, just thinking about you touching yourself, just rubbing your clits and your dicks and making yourself get so wet. Just listening to my voice. Oh my god. I really, really have been loving all the comments and all the DMs. Especially when you take the time to really articulate what you love about my voice. And just telling me exactly what draws you in towards me, because, oh my god, you know, like, I think physically I'm sexy, right, but it just hits different when people see me for my mind and my energy, my soul. It just feels so intimate. It feels so good to be known and appreciated. I love being worshipped. I love it when you're so devoted. Devoted to pleasure. Devoted to serving me. Devoted to presence. I'm all about devotion. Devotion was actually my word of the year for 2023. And 2024 was integrity. I was all about integrity. Now 2025 for me, like my theme of the year, my word for 2025 is pleasure. And to me, pleasure encompasses so many things. The thing about pleasure is anything can be pleasure. You know how your mind can be rewired in any way, as long as there's an intention. It's just all about words and conditioning, really. Like, how you're already getting so conditioned to my voice. Yeah, doesn't it just feel so good to just get lost in my voice? To just let go. Let go for a little bit. It's been such a long week and you deserve to relax. Or why don't you just take this time to feel good with me? Yeah. I want you to touch yourself if you're not already. Oh my god, I can't help it. I have to touch inside my panties now. Fuck, oh my god. That's my favorite feeling. Oh, just touching my wetness. Oh, you see, I like to avoid it as much as possible. Just let that wetness build up around my entrance. The more that I rub my clit, the more that I talk and hear myself get off, and the more I think about all of you getting off to the sound of my voice, the more of my wetness spills out. Oh my god, fuck. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. God. I've really been loving just speaking into the microphone like this, 'cause It just makes me feel so present with myself. You know, I'm just lying in bed with my eyes closed, and I feel like I'm talking to all of you, but really, this is me being present with myself, like I was talking about at the start of this audio, how I have a complicated relationship with alone time, and I seem to have a pattern of just constantly running away from myself. This is me changing that narrative. God, and it just feels so good. One thing about me is that I have ADHD, and another thing about me is that I believe everything is interconnected, so I seem to jump from topic to topic a lot, but it's all connected and it's all part of the bigger picture. You know how my love for making audios, and honestly it's been a hyperfixation recently, if you can't tell. But this is such a huge breakthrough for me, because I have been wanting to do this for a while. I just felt like it was a big job to get everything sorted, but really, it's just being myself, and it's just being authentic. Like, I just love being a slut and touching myself. For everyone to hear me, I feel like such a dirty whore. And it's honestly like such a creative process. Me being present with myself, just letting myself feel and create the experience that I want to create, chase whatever feeling that I want to feel. Oh, there's so many things I could do. And, you know, like, your eroticism is related to your creativity. It's it's all in your sacral, you know? Like, I just imagine myself to have such, like, a big ball of energy in my body, and it's all just building up and building up and building up. Oh my god, and I just want to edge all day, every day, and just keep building it up and building it up and building it up. I feel like the more I hold on to my orgasm, the more that I feel in tune with my creativity. Like, I just feel like I'm creating magic, you know? Like, there was one person who messaged me saying they made a Reddit account just to tell me how much of a beautiful experience I gave them, and it just felt so good to be able to facilitate such an intimate moment like that, a moment of presence and pleasure, just with yourself, listening to my voice. Yeah. Keep rubbing yourself. I want you to edge with me. I'm so proud of you. You're doing such a good job. You've made it this far. Try your very hardest not to skip through. Just try your very hardest to just keep listening to the sound of my voice. Good. Now try your very hardest to pull away. Try to stop the audio. Try to pause and stop touching yourself. I bet you can't. You can't stop. Oh, you just want to keep feeling good with me. And that's okay. It's okay to feel good. You deserve it. In fact, it's your birthright to feel so much pleasure. Fuck, it feels so good. God, don't you just love rubbing yourself with me? You're such a good little slut. Fuck, I'm gonna finger myself. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god. I feel so sensitive. Oh, fuck. I had a lover over last night, and my pussy is still so messy. Oh my god, from all the coming and squirting that I did. Oh, fuck. Fuck, it felt so good. No. Like, this particular lover, we've been in love for probably almost 2 years now, and oh my god, it just keeps getting better and better and better. I think it's because obviously we've been through so much together, and don't get me wrong, from the moment we connected, it's been such an intense experience, but it's just been such a roller coaster of emotions, and what remains is that intimacy that, like, both of our souls merging together, like, we just know that it's there. We have this sacred bond and just deep love and reverence and respect with each other, for each other, and like, the more we get to know each other, the sexier everything is, because, you know, it's all in the mind. To be loved is to be seen, and I just love being seen and held in all of my depraved thoughts and kinks, and indulging in them and encouraging me, you know, like, oh, I just love it when I can be completely myself with someone and I just feel our souls merging together. Fuck. I don't know if you've listened to my other ramble fap, but talk about how my Satisfyer Pro is my favorite toy in the world, and I've had it for so many years, and it's literally half broken, but it's just so good. And the reason why I'm telling you this right now is because, fuck, I need it. I really, 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 really need it. I need it on my clit right now, but part of me wants to keep teasing myself, because the more that I wait, the better it feels when I finally let go and surrender. Oh, fuck, but I'm also watching the time, because, fuck, I don't want to get interrupted if someone comes home and I have to stop. I need it so bad. I'm gonna tell you about this guy that I was flirting with at work. So, I'm not gonna tell you what my job is, but I do seem to work with quite a few older people, like a lot of retired people, and it's really sweet. Like, so yesterday there was this old man who came in, and we were just flirting a lot, and I thought he was really sexy. He was a silver fox, and it was just his energy. Like, I didn't think he was super physically attractive. Like, I did, I thought he was sexy, but he wasn't groundbreaking in terms of physical characteristics. He didn't look like a movie star, but I just love that moment of connection that we had, you know, like laughing at each other's jokes. And there was a point there where he laughed at my jokes so hard that he did the whole, you know, when they like lightly slap you on your arm because they think you're really funny. He did that to me. And this guy was I think he was like 65 or like 70 or something. And I just loved being, like, I just loved the attention, honestly. And honestly, he was married. He's a married man, but, you know, I don't know his situation. And I didn't really, like, explicitly flirt with him. It was just the laughing and the giggling, and it was just the energy, you know? And so I did nothing wrong, and I just thought it was so hot, and I bet he was thinking about it when he got home. And oh my god, I just felt my pussy tingle thinking about him maybe stroking his old man cock, thinking about me, thinking about my tight little body. I bet I can show him such a good time. I don't know what it is about old men. Like, I've actually never been with an old man, and I'm also low-key a misandrist. Like, I hate men, but I think the old men That's a whole other story right there. Honestly, I can just yap for ages and also goon and edge myself for ages. So a lot of people were shocked that I put out a 40-minute long ramble fap. But this is literally like two of my favorite things to do, and that's why I keep saying we should call them yap faps, because I love yapping and I love fapping. And I understand that yapping wasn't as popular as a slang term when ramble faps was created, but I think we as a society should call them yap faps from now on. I think we would benefit largely from it. Anyway, well, I had like an old dom who we would get on calls for like hours, at like days on end, like, you know, like those really long calls because we were long distance. But our favorite thing to do was to just rub each other while we debriefed about everything else going on in our lives. Like, we really loved to just talk and rub at the same time. I think it's really intimate, and honestly, I think we should do it more. Yeah, those are my two petitions, I guess. This is what's gonna make society better. So first, we start calling ramble faps yap faps, and then the second is that we should just all touch ourselves all the time while we talk, but also genuinely for, you know, sexual connections. Like, I think it's really important. And okay, I'm getting a bit distracted. I'm still rubbing myself. I haven't stopped. My hand has not left my pussy. But yeah, back to the me talking about old men. I think to me it's the taboo and like perverted aspect to it. Like, I really, really love things that are taboo. I have quite a few taboo kinks. Maybe I'll talk about it next time, but I just love the thought of old wrinkly men, like really gross old men, just using my body. Oh fuck. Like, honestly, I made a Tinder account, and as a joke, I started matching with old men. Like, I put my age limit to 99 plus, and I just love looking at how like just how old they are in their photos, and then reading the dirty messages to me. And sometimes I like to tease them back. I haven't really I don't think I will be fucking an old man anytime soon. Let alone, like, I'm very, very picky with who I have sexual encounters with. I just like to protect my energy, and unfortunately, most people on the internet, like, sorry, didn't mean to attack you, but most people on Tinder have been a bit sus, and so only the best for me, you know. So maybe that guy from work will come back, and I like to be pursued, and I like to be worshipped, and I don't give anyone, like, free access to my time or energy, you know, because, so many people want me. It's a fact. You're probably listening to me, like, you're so full of yourself, but honestly, it's taken me a long time to get to where I am now. I've gone through a lot of, I guess, personal and spiritual transformation. Fuck. And now I just feel really, really good and in tune with myself, my body, my voice, my place in this world. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Now the question is, do I come? Do I edge? Do I ruin? I'm definitely gonna use my toy. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm getting it. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh. 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 God, it feels so good to wait. Oh, very good. You're doing such a good job. Oh, God, you make me feel so good. Oh my God, I'm getting so close already. Oh my God. Oh. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I wish I could keep going. But I feel like people are gonna come home soon. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, part of me really wants to just edge and keep myself needy, but... Oh, God. But I'm greedy. Please, 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 please please, 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 I need to call. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. No. Oh, fuck, 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 I'm so close. Fuck. Oh my god, I really wanna come. I really, really wanna come. I really wanna come. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Fuck. I think I'm gonna edge. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, myself, but I also really want to come. I don't know what to do. Fuck. Oh my god. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck, I'm so needy. Fuck, I'm still coming. I'm still coming. Fuck, I'm coming, sir. God, I'm coming. Coming so much. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck, I'm still coming. I'm still coming. Fuck, it keeps going, it just keeps going. Fuck, it just keeps going. Stimulate myself. Oh, fuck. 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 I love where I'm stimulating myself. Fuck. Oh my god, oh my god. Oh my god, I'm coming again. I'm coming again. Fuck. 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 It just keeps going. It just keeps going. It just keeps going. Fuck. Oh my god, I can't anymore. I can't anymore. I can't. I can't. Thank you for joining me. Let me know in the comments if you made it this far. I really love hearing it when people specifically say that they listened to the whole thing, because fuck, it's been 45 minutes. We've just spent 45 minutes together. I'm so grateful. Let me know if you came or if you edged. Oh, fuck. Okay, I love you, bye.